You know, this show, Get Published, and our companion website, getpublished.guru, are intended to serve an audience of people who simply want to get books published, primarily self-publishing. And yes, it may be that novel that you intend to get to. It may be a how-to book that would promote your professional career. It may also be a memoir or a family story. And you may not even consider yourself an author. There may be a manuscript in the family, your mother's poetry or her short stories or something like that. I'd like to just relate to you, even though I've self-published a number of my own novels and also nonfiction books, something that I undertook not by accident, but it was somewhat thrust upon me, was I ended up publishing what amounted to a memoir. It was actually a white paper that had been written by my father. And at my mother's funeral, my mother died before my dad, my aunt came up to me and she said, well, what about your dad's book? Now, I didn't even know he'd told her he had a book. He'd had a stroke. At that point, he wasn't writing anything. He was hardly communicating with anybody. But she evidently knew that he had communicated with me about this scholarly paper that he had done. One of his hobbies was biblical archaeology. He'd been a Sunday school teacher. And he'd also traveled extensively in the Holy Land when he was working for an oil company. And so he had written this book called Searching for Jonah, and it was about his interpretation of some of the actual historical background behind the Jonah story. And he had shared it with me at one point because, well, we'd had this conversation, maybe it would be a movie, and it didn't take me very long in reading this paper to realize that although his research was interesting, he wasn't about to collaborate with a fictionalization of the story, much less for Hollywood. So from my standpoint, I had lost interest in the manuscript, and I thought I had returned it to him. After my aunt asked me that question, it was some months later, I was digging through a closet, and lo and behold, here's the manuscript. Well, now the thing about that was, it was in typescript. He had dictated it to a secretary at the time. Actually, his secretary was British, and so it was full of British spelling and punctuation, and it was in many ways, the manuscript was a mess. And he'd indicated where he was going to have footnotes, but he hadn't fleshed in the footnotes. So the first thing I had to do was I scanned the pages, and I used optical character recognition to recognize the text. Then I had to copy edit it. I had to correct all the British spellings, the punctuation. I did all the things that I would normally do if I was copy editing somebody's book. But then I also found that I could go to Google Books. I could type in the entire phrase that he quoted that was going to be footnoted. Google Books would give me the reference. Now, this is not something that you could have done back when he wrote the book 20, 30 years ago. But this is something that's possible now, and it actually made it possible for me to correctly cite every one of the scholarly books that he had quoted. So I did that, and then I didn't know any better, so I decided I would actually learn how to lay out the interior and the cover of a book myself. So I used Adobe InDesign to lay out the interior and the cover of the book, and rediscovered, of course, why that you would ordinarily wisely hire an artist to do that. But it was a learning curve for me and a process and one that I think informed my later efforts, certainly my appreciation for the accomplishment of people who do that. But then also, the cover, I was going to find a Jonah and the Whale, a famous medieval painting. And even though that's public domain, the museum in Germany where it hangs today wanted a pretty stiff license fee for me to use that commercially. So then I did an internet search on Google Image, as it happens, and I found a surrealist painting that had been done very recently, a striking painting, Jonah and the Whale, by a surrealist painter who also did religious themes, Keith Tucker. And I sent him an email. I tracked him down. I found his website, sent him an email, and I explained it was my dad's book. I was publishing for him, and this was a primarily scholarly book, probably wouldn't have a huge audience. And Mr. Tucker was very kind to give me the donate the rights for the cover art. So he's been acknowledged in the book, and his beautiful painting of Jonah and the whale is on the front of the book. So the upshot of that story was I set that up for print on demand through Ingram Lightning Source, and they will do hardcover. So it was done with a dust cover, full dust jacket, and hardcover book, and we managed to put a copy of Dad's book in his hand on his very last birthday. And there was a picture of him, which we've got on the website, in the blog post. There's a picture of him holding his book, and I think he did recognize, I mean, he certainly recognized the cover, recognized his own name there. And his caregivers, evidently, from what I was told, all the next week went around telling everyone in the hospital that they had a distinguished author in residence there. End of story.